The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, hey there.
No.
What do you want me to say?
Let me do it. Oh, hey there.
Perfect. This episode is brought to you by LegalZoom. Bonus Thursday episode brought to you by LegalZoom.com.
LegalZoom.
Yep, that's what you do. You repeat the name of the sponsor.
That's what's up. That's LegalZoom coming at you. Zoom, zoom, zoom. And then you tell them the pertinent, relevant information that we have to say to get the money.
Yeah, like the fact that now is a perfect time to start your business.
And, oh, why?
And LegalZoom.com will help you form an LLC for just $99.
That's amazing.
That's right. They can also help you do other stuff like incorporation, trademarks, patents, and more. So if you go to LegalZoom.com right now.
Right now, because now is the best time to start your business.
That's right. You can use discount code Jake or discount code Amir.
But really, think about who did the heavy lifting here for this ad here. I think you're going to want to use the coupon code Jake, don't you?
They just see the results like, wow, Jake's really killing it in these legals. Amir, I feel like he should be our spokesperson.
Amir, could you do you mind not taking any of the money? We know I don't know if you split it up or how you do it, but he gets it all from now on.
I think you don't deserve any of it. LegalZoom provides self-help services at your specific direction, and they can connect you to an attorney, but they're not a law firm, so you save a pile of money.
A whole pile?
Yeah, they basically, I don't know if you like piles of money. I, for one, do.
Yeah, I think they're neat.
Yeah, so LegalZoom helps you save piles of that money.
That's Zoomerific.
LegalZoom, it's Zoomtastic.
Zoomtastic. I say Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Let me hear say legal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Girl, your legal is so Zoom. Let me lick your legal Zoom.
So please check out LegalZoom.com. Use discount code Jake or discount code Amir. And most importantly, enjoy this episode.
Yeah.
Please do.
Please do.
It's a special episode.
It's a very special episode.
We answered questions on this one, so I think you'll appreciate it.
My favorite part of this episode, actually, the way we answered them.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
When you need advice, we'll deliver public shame. You can't call Dibs, hashtag no, it's in their profile's lane. You don't need to get tested for STDs. Just told up, text to Casanova, burning the man and sees the cheese. So if I were you, I'm a beast in that regard. If I were you, texting girls gets Jake hard. If I were you, I'd say no to you.
Oh, yo, do you?
That was Chandler.
That was Chandler Bing, I think. Miss Chanandler Bong himself.
It's not a very popular comedy nerd thing to say, but I think Friends is one of the funniest shows ever.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's like, it's sort of broad and mainstream, but it's also really, really funny.
True.
It's not cool, but I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say I like Friends. I think Friends is actually funnier than
and
Seinfeld.
I think you've said enough.
Wow, that was so hot.
Yeah, you're authoritative now. The way you rose your voice.
You pulled my hair back when you said that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Shit. No, I'm actually...
Easy. Yeah, easy
sorry.
Does
sorry,
it.
Sorry.
Welcome to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Josh. Trying it on. Jake, I'm Jake.
Unfortunately for me, I'm still
second podcast I've tried out introducing myself as Josh, and it didn't take.
I'm not willing to give up.
That's... When I get ready to go out, I look in the mirror and I call myself Josh. Like,
why?
I don't know. It's just something I do. I'm like, hey, I'm Josh. Hey, Josh. Like, that's how I practice introducing myself.
As Josh.
Yeah. Like, when I'm, like, trying on clothes, I'm like, hey, Josh.
What a weird thing to do.
I know.
Josh should never be as candid as you are now.
Yeah, Josh is the guy I want to be.
And Jake is, unfortunately, the guy that I am.
Jake is Josh's evil twin. And, uh-oh, it's me.
Holy shit, unfortunately, I'm stuck as Jake, pretending to be Josh.
Yeah, sorry, pal, you're doing a podcast with an evil twin.
A doppelganger, if you will. That's not fun.
That's not fair to you or Josh.
Yeah, but Josh might be cooler, but he's not as good of a podcast host because he doesn't have these demons that you're battling.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You're right, man. I am a boss.
No, I didn't say that. You're psychologically on edge. And,
I appreciate that you think I'm a beast in the podcast regard.
I didn't say that either.
You absolutely did.
I said you're for whatever reason so candid about your inner demons that it comes off as entertaining. So I appreciate
inner
it.
I am a demon. Fucking inner demons. Oh yeah, I'm battling my inner demons. Yeah, my inner demons won, and now I'm just a demon.
That's what demons are.
Yeah,
demons are humans where the inner demon won.
Yep. Yeah. The battle's over. I lost the battle. Lost the war. I have become a demon.
And the thing is, it was a genocide, I think, of the angels. So there's no coming back from that.
I accept who I am. I accept what I am.
Inside, I am scorched earth, nothing more. The bad side has more than one. It has repopulated the earth. And there's a new sect of more evil people that is currently waging a battle against
the
normal evil.
There wasn't even ever a resistance. Never.
They didn't put up a fight because I guess they're pacifist.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It looks like the angels saw the demons, just laid down and allowed them to like drive a tank over their faces, and now I'm a piece of shit.
So what happened with other people? In my brain, it's just angels on a swing, unable to talk to girls or do anything. Like, whoa, let's chill out.
The
Amir.
Demons that attack your angels are just like they're like flies that the angels are on a swing. They just swat away the demons.
It's just like,
hey, you should get French fries. No, mine is like, oh, go after your friend's ex.
I'll oppose. Say nay. Didn't think so. Mine is like four angels playing badminton doubles, and a little angel or a little devil fly buzzes up, and they all just destroy it with their racket.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like, all right, let's keep playing, boys.
Mine is a demon walks up to an angel. It looks like there's going to be a fight, but then the angel unzips its face, and it's a bigger demon. Like, shit, man, I never had angels to begin with. Oh, no, it was always a demon.
Fuck your friend's ex.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
You were supposed to raise me with angels, and turns out you didn't give me jack squat.
Yeah, whatever innate good most people are born with, I got jack shit.
Nature and nurture both teaming up against me. How is that fair? I never had a fighting chance.
How does the podcast work? I'm like. At this point, I'm crying. So
I think I'm sad. I really do.
This is the earliest in the podcast I've ever, just
felt
slipped
like
into self-loathing, the hating of who I am.
Well, I think it's because we're recording on Sunday night, which is the pinnacle of the time of the week that's self-loathing.
This is the worst. Because last night at this time, I was king of the world.
Yeah, you were Josh.
I thought I was. Yeah, I was, well, no, Josh. Josh would be like in reading. I was Jake last night. I was a complete piece of shit. I was just like, oh man, I'm a god. Let's go out. Let's get drunk. Let's fucking meet chicks. And now
Sunday night, the August of times.
I just want to have somebody's hand to hold on the couch. That's it. All I want is just to be.
You know, your problem is you exist in two different universes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the week is not all Sunday nights, nor is it all Saturday nights.
Yeah, Tuesday's a pretty chill night, actually. Wednesday, get wild. Thursday is crazy.
Here's an interesting thing. Like, usually it's like 2 days of weekend, 5 days of week, but lately you've been operating on the exact opposite schedule, which is a 5-day weekend and then 2 days of recovery.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I guess we went out pretty hard on Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, after our live podcast.
Yeah. We got sauced.
Yeah. We didn't eat dinner.
we got liquored up a little bit. We didn't eat. Did we not eat dinner? Is that what it was?
We did not eat dinner.
We didn't eat dinner and then we just drank whiskey.
And that's what happens.
The end.
So, how does this podcast work?
All right.
We basically talk about why Jake's a piece of shit, dissect it for half an hour, and maybe get to a question. No, just kidding. People find themselves in difficult places in their lives, and they don't have anybody to turn to, so they email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We comb through the thousands and thousands of emails that we get, choose 3 to 5 every episode, and do our best attempt to answer them, to advise them out of their terrible place.
Flawless explanation.
You know, I'll
best
give you,
one you've ever done.
I'll give you the credit of coming up with the idea. We didn't know what our podcast should be, and Jake said an advice podcast.
Yeah,
and I was a little worried because we're not experts in anything.
Nope.
Luckily, that's what makes the show entertaining because we are so out of our element.
Yeah, we're so dumb.
Yeah, nobody wants to see an expert answer questions.
We might as well be like I modeled it well in my mind. I wanted it to be like Car Talk,
but they're experts.
Yeah. But, like, we might as well do a Car Talk podcast for how stupid we are. It's like, yeah, hey, there's a problem with my 1992 Chrysler Sebring. We're like, oh, then let's just make fun of the way he wrote the email.
Well, let's not completely show these people how the sausage is made,
all
right?
That's true. Were Sebrings made in 1992? I'm probably thinking of a LeBaron.
Either way, it's a Chrysler, to be sure.
To be sure.
So let's get started. Let's answer our first email.
Yes.
And we're going to give this person a fake name, though it's a real email. We're going to give him a fake name to preserve his...
anonymity.
Anonymity. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Hey, dudes. I'm in high school, so there's this minx that I like. I have 2 classes with her, and we have a lot in common and get along very well. I asked her friend to ask this girl casually, without being overbearing, if she would entertain the idea of hooking up with me. She told her friend that she likes me too much as a friend. Where do I go from here? I still like her, and she likes me, but only as a good friend. How can I win her over and seduce her? Also, when I asked this girl to dinner one night, she agreed, then said she was sick and bailed. I'm lost, scared, and more than confused. Thanks. Bugs.
Bugs, I can clear this up for you real quick.
Yeah.
Sounds like a no-go. And your question of how do I seduce her is you don't.
Oh, but she still likes him as a friend?
He actually editorialized his own. He said good friend.
Yeah.
Because the friend was like, oh, sorry, no, she likes you too much as a friend. And he was like, oh, all right, I appreciate that. I'm a good friend. No. Actually, I didn't say that. I just said she liked you too much. As a friend.
Right.
As in, she is not attracted to you.
Like you as a too much as a friend is the polite way of saying, I'm not attracted to you.
Right, which is like, we have so many emails that are like, I'm in the friend zone with this chick. She friend zoned me. What do I do? Like, dude, that's such a nice, polite way of just being like, ah.
The not hookup zone.
She thinks I'm ugly. What do I do?
I'm in the ugly zone, I think, where she puts people that are ugly.
Yeah, she doesn't like my face or personality.
Yeah.
How do I do this? How do I get past her not liking my face? you can't. There's no breaking out of the friend zone because it doesn't. The friend zone isn't a real thing.
Your
hideousness.
What's a more accurate? That's a more accurate.
I've broken out of the friend zone before.
Really?
Yeah.
The girl is like, sorry, I only like you as a friend.
Yeah, I think
but you wear her down like erosion.
You do just that. You have to be patient. That's all it is.
You know, it's a very attractive quality.
Being chill.
Yeah, not giving a shit when you get rejected.
Yeah.
And it's not taking failure well. Like, you can get a little bummed when you fail. But
of course,
I'm talking
you're human.
About... Yeah, but when you're rejected, the best, most attractive thing you can do is at least pretend like you don't give a shit.
Right.
And at best, actually not give a shit.
The best is actually not giving a shit.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because when you see someone who gets rejected and they stew and they're angry and they're jealous and they're bitter... That's the bad.
That's like
mode.
That validation of like, oh man, yeah, it's a good thing I rejected that person.
Yeah, because he's crazy.
You know, there was one time I did this like maybe last summer, but I would like cancel plans. I would like cancel on girls just to see how they reacted.
Oh, that's good. You're like an evil scientist.
Yeah. It
was, yeah, I mean, you're like tinkering with these mice. You're growing an ear on the back of their spine.
Oh, congrats, dude. You pointed out that I was an asshole. Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness. I'm a jerk, I think. I'm glad that you told me. I'm glad. Yeah, now I'll change. The problem is that I can't. I already know I'm a jerk.
The problem is that you won't. It's not that you can't.
Anyway, the story goes.
three out of three girls failed.
I canceled on this girl, and she was so cool about it that I wanted to like go out with her that night. I was like, oh, shit. Now I changed my mind.
Yeah.
We should go out. I like you.
Yeah, the worst. It's weird because you grow up thinking, oh, have some perseverance. Go for it. Do it. Give it your all. When somebody tells you no, don't take that for an answer.
Right. It's like, oh, it's super cool to be like, to be a go-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's actually, it's different in dating. Cause like if you're in a job, if you ask for a promotion and they're like, no, then it does look cool to like, you go back in the next month, you work really hard and you go back and ask again.
Right.
But with a girl, it's like super not normal.
The best way to get her is to act chill.
Yeah. Act chill. Act so chill that you actually become chill.
Mm.
You know, like a lot of people say, if you fake laugh for long enough, you'll start laughing.
Yeah.
Or if you like just
pretend that you're over happy. Someone yeah, until you, it actually becomes the norm.
Yeah. Fake it till you make it. That's weird advice to give on a podcast, right? Hey, man. Don't do you. I think, yeah, we'll separate all of these, the advice into either you do use. Or don't do you.
Or do the new you.
Do the new you.
Which is, you know what? She wants me as a friend? Okay, fine. Next.
Yeah.
I want to be with someone who actually does want me. I don't want to have to win someone over.
It could have been the way you phrased the question, which is like, do you, would you maybe consider hooking up with him?
Yeah.
Not like going on a date with him, like hanging, I don't know.
Yeah, you can learn from this mistake, but move it on to a different lady. You don't have to work on this girl.
Yeah, I wouldn't even like, yeah, don't.
Which is easy for us to say.
Right, of course.
What was the last time you were rejected?
By, like, in what sense?
Like you fired a bullet, you swung a bat, as you said, didn't happen.
Like, I asked a girl out on a date and she said no?
Yeah.
Or
you asked a girl to meet you one night and she's like, no.
Well, like, that happens all the time.
And you, how do you react to that?
I don't care.
You've become the cool guy.
Well, like, I mean, like, when you're out and you're like, oh, like, I'm drunk, I'm, like, trying to meet up with people, and, like, you text someone and they're texting you, and then, like, you end up just going home, or, like, you meet somebody else, and you just, I don't know. I think that's, like...
That's micro-rejection.
Yeah, because, like, I'll sometimes reject people, and then like sometimes they'll reject me, and it's sort of like this ebb and flow, and then sometimes we meet up.
Right.
The only, I think it's at like 2009, I asked someone on a date and they said yes, and then they canceled.
How dare they?
Yeah.
And you were beat up about it.
I was pretty sad.
And did you say, what, why, how can you, didn't you, what, you just changed your mind? I can change too. Let's figure this out.
Well, yeah. And then I asked all of her friends.
Yeah.
I was like, you put in a good word for me.
I'd like to seduce her.
I stood outside her window like John Cusack and say anything, but I held up the boombox and nothing was coming out. So yeah. I tried to press play.
And then your shoulders started to hurt.
Yeah. It clipped me and it clipped me in the eye. And then like she came out just then. And like my eye was bleeding, and I started crying a little bit. And then like this dude came over. He was like, I thought he was gonna help me. I was like, hey, please, please, I like my eye. I think I scratched my cornea. And he like, and then he just like fucking, he just dug his hand in my pocket, took my phone, took my wallet. He took my keys. And I was like, you can't do anything. Like, that's my apartment keys. You don't even know where I live. Please at least leave me the keys. He chucked them like into a tree. It was crazy.
And like the way, I don't know, it was either serendipity or fate or an act of God, but the ring actually went perfectly around a twig.
Like an ornament.
Yeah.
Like an ornament. Serendipity, by the way, another John Cusack movie, which I tried to recreate. So I went into this girl's library and I wrote in every single book, which I think he does in that movie. I wrote like a little note with my number. And she called the police because I guess I had like broke and entered, and then I was like also defacing her property. So... I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I took rejection hard that day.
That was a bad day.
That was a bad day for show.
All right, so our advice to this guy is?
Move on.
Moveon.org.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, next question.
Next.
Let's call this guy Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck writes.
How does he write?
That's all, folks. No,
that's not Daffy Duck.
Yeah, dude. Suffering Suckatash.
Nah, it's Sylvester the Cat.
Sylvester the Cat. Yeah.
I'll put the cat.
What's Taz sound like? Yeah, that's Taz.
Yeah.
Elmer Fudd is like,
yeah.
What's up, Doc?
Nah, that's Bugs.
That's Bugs.
Yeah, all right.
This kind of humor is like what I do with like my little cousins, where it's like you like purposely get things wrong.
We're out.
Like, oh yeah, the dog says moo. No,
that's the first joke.
It really is.
Yeah, it's like the disconnect between what an animal actually says and who it is. That's the first joke that you learn, and you're still telling it.
Yeah, I love that one.
I love the dog moo one.
I'm going to use that as a Tinder joke from now on.
Yeah, when we go out on the road, I think I'm going to open with that. I think I'm going to say, welcome, the dog says moo, and then I'm going
to... You know, it's a pretty solid opening on Tinder, and if people do this and screenshot it, send it to me and like let us know if it works.
ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
So you write, knock, knock.
Uh-huh.
And like, obviously, who's not going to respond to a knock, knock joke? And they write... Who's there? And you write, interrupting cow. And then they write back, interrupting cow. Ooh.
And you say shit.
And you write back, moo, fuck.
That is a good one.
Thank you.
Toda, have you used it?
No, I just came up with it. I'm definitely gonna swipe as soon as we're done, just so I can use it tonight.
That way, like, a girl would know that you're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And since you're attractive and funny, they'd want to meet up with you.
Yeah, and then when we meet up and I'm attractive and funny and I pay for the drinks with my Amex Platinum.
You're suddenly, I'm 3 for 3.
Yeah.
I'm funny, I'm attractive, and I'm rich.
Yeah, shit, I'm a baller.
Oh, my God.
And then, they hear the podcast, and I'm all of a sudden talking about all the girls that I'm fucking, and I get a text that says, hey, I don't know what you think I am, but like, you lied to me. And then I say, sister, I never lied to you. It was an omission of the truth. And they say, that's considered a lie. And then I say, is it? And then I say, knock, knock.
You diva, you're really not going to respond to that.
Let's start over.
Interrupting you who? Interrupting a you who board meeting. All right, ready?
Yep. Interrupting a you who board meeting.
Yeah, they're talking about rebranding their sort of their new drink.
They got to.
Yeah, like a white chocolate drink.
Actually, this episode is brought to you by YooHoo.
No, it's brought to you by LegalZoom.
LegalZoom.
Yeah, it sounds like YooHoo.
Very interesting. Another enough. Delicious beverage.
I know. You still don't know what any of our sponsors do.
Very nice.
You lovable idiot. You lovable, lovable man. All right, ready?
Yep.
Hey guys, love the show.
What?
I'm early 20s and have been with my girl for 5 years. Jake would probably cringe at this. Everything is sweet, mad loving. She cooks, cleans, active, and funny, and in with her was no problemo. But the other day, in the car, I thought I saw her pick her nose, but I wasn't sure. Forgetting about it until we were on the couch later, I turned to laugh and there was definitely a pick, and it wasn't just a rim job. It was in. This isn't enough to break up a great relationship, but it's also bugging me. Regards, Daffy.
What?
What sort of stuck-up relationship is this? Five years in?
I love that he's like, this isn't enough to break up a great relationship. Yeah, of course not.
No, we know what breaking up is about.
But there is a disconnect because I don't even think that's enough to write into the podcast about.
It's insane.
It's 5 years and you just saw her pick her nose now?
By 5 years, you should be shitting while she showers.
You should. At 5 years, you're shitting in her mouth, I think.
At 5 years, you're taking off her tampon while she's eating Greek yogurt on the toilet.
Yeah.
At 5 years...
At 5 years, yeah. you're pissing in her face.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. At 5 years, you're masturbating while she's watching the Oxygen Network, and you're both on the couch. She's eating popcorn, and you're just cranking it.
Yeah, cranking it, porn on, not even headphones in. Yeah. Just like very loud, very violent.
At 5 years, it's an open book.
5 years, yeah.
Like, picking nose is... Oh, my gosh.
No, you're... There's like... How long does it take for you to like fart in front of a girl?
A month or two.
A month or two?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not holding it in forever.
I waited 4 years once.
4 years for one fart?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But it is, there is like, there are those little steps in relationships. You should be happy that she's picking your nose in front of you. And, you know, also concerned that she finally became comfortable around you.
Yeah, if anything, it's a little alarming that she waited 5 years. But now that the romance is completely dead, I figure she thinks, okay, floodgates are open.
Dude, you never pick your nose? You never pick your nose?
We both pick our noses.
Me and you shameless pick our nose. Like, it's disgusting what we do. We dig and flick.
We dig and roll and flick.
Yeah.
We roll and roll and flick. Dig, 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 flick, flick, flick. The picky and scratchy nose.
Wow.
Was that a new high or a new low?
Get out of my basement.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
Holy shit. You're throwing me out. Guys, what the fuck is happening?
They can't help you now.
Help.
I'm just, I'm concerned because she picked her nose and I fear what's going to come next is she's picking the inside of her asshole. She's just flicking crusty poop across the apartment.
Some dingled berries.
She's just rubbing her ass across the carpet like a dog or something.
I'm afraid she'll start snail trailing the entire place.
Oh, no. Hashtag snail trail. You got to chill, man.
You got to let her do you.
This is like a Seinfeldian thing.
So, she picked her nose.
There was a pick.
That
was a Seinfeld.
Oh yeah,
he's in a cab. He's in a cab and he's like scratching his nose.
Yeah,
and like the girl he's dating like sees him and she's like,
yeah, and he's like, no, I wasn't picking.
The real surprise should be that like she pulled up in a cab next to someone she was dating. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, what are the odds?
That never happened.
That's what the episode should have been about.
I remember when I was, one time I was visiting New York before I moved here, and my cousin lived here.
Yeah, then what?
Yeah. Anyway.
What? Tell me what happened after. Oh,
I feel like now it's like the story's so anticlimactic.
That the joke of me interrupting you it's funnier than the punchline.
Yeah, wow, shit.
Then what?
We pulled up.
And then?
We're on the 6th train.
Oh, I'm going to get this.
And we pulled into the station. And like right in front of the
station.
Door.
Okay.
My cousin, just like I was on the train. He was right in front of the door.
Yeah.
Saw me. And I was like, oh, hey, Pete. And he was like, this is insane. I was like, what's up? Yeah, I'm in New York. He's like, no, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
This is crazy that I'm seeing you.
I hate when people don't react to coincidences as much as they should. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Oh, I meet someone at a party. I'm like, is your birthday January 3rd? She's like, yeah.
Guessed it.
I guessed it correctly, and you're just like, yeah? No. That is a fucking miracle.
I'm a psychic now.
And you don't seem to
give... I just
give,
Professor X'd you.
And you don't give at all of a shit.
No.
And then the worst is like... you guess something correctly and somebody's like, you probably just subconsciously read it before. Like, no, I didn't read it before.
How dare you?
I fucking guessed.
How dare you?
I did not read it. I guessed the capital of whatever and it was correct. That's insane.
But now you
probably knew it.
Well, I mean, if you think you guessed a capital.
Okay, that one is a little bit. I understand that
one. I swear to God, I didn't know Hartford was a city until I fucking said it. I just fucking made up the word Hartford. And they were like, yeah, that's amazing. That's the capital. You got it.
Yeah. Bad example on that. But you know what I mean.
I got you.
Here's another good example. I was in
another good example. You just came up with one bad example. So here's a good example.
I was in an NFL pick league last year where you pick every single game against
the
spread.
What?
And then at the end of the year... My friend realized that we had picked every single Tampa Bay game correctly. We were 16-0. To call 16 coin flips in a row is astronomically impossible. Uh-huh. Like in the one in millions.
Very cool.
It doesn't seem like a hard thing.
Nice. And
you don't get it.
Cool, man.
If I tell you to call heads or tails and you pick it correctly 16 times in a row, we could do that a million times and odds are it wouldn't happen.
No, not me, dude. Yeah. I would get that.
I really would. I'd figure it out.
I know.
All right, let's do Flip a coin right now.
Flip a coin right now.
All right, I don't have a coin, but like, let me flip
anything. Yeah, I'll call it. I'll call it correctly 3 times in a row. Here we go.
Okay, 3 times.
By the way, do you know the odds of choosing getting a correct coin flip 3 times in a row?
50%.
I love the look in your eyes of like an idiot trying to be smart. 50%. I got it.
50-50 each time.
It's like in that Breaking Bad episode where Walt's like, and you know, the metal we need is, and Jesse's like, oh, wire.
And that's the last element. Oh, the same episode, Jesse is like, could you like build a robot or make something to make a battery? Yeah. And then Walt is like, he like stands up. He's like, yeah, let's do it. Like, get me this. He's like, what are we doing? He's like, it was your idea. He's like, a robot.
God, that show's so good.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Flipping a coin. You getting 3 correct, 1 in 8. Ready for this?
Yep.
First one.
Heads.
I'm going to edit out the fact that I dropped the coin and cannot find it right now.
We don't know where it went. Are you flipping it? Are you gonna flip it on your head?
It was heads.
Heads.
Right off the bat. 2 more. Ready?
Yep. Tails. Can't catch it once, dude.
You said tails?
Yeah.
It was heads.
Bullshit. You didn't catch it.
This is just a 2-hour podcast of us doing this. So anyway, our advice is heads, tails, I think.
What is, yeah, wait, our advice to this dude is just get over it. I mean, holy shit, she picked her nose. That's, if she's great, super fun, sexy, there's mad loving, she cooks, you are in love with her. I'm trying, all right, let's try to relate. Try to relate.
Nope, can't. You're an asshole.
Yeah, you suck.
No, can you relate?
I mean, there are like little nitpicky things. Like I used to fart around my exes and they would be like, hey, that's disgusting. Stop. But like, I don't know. That's just like, that's all you can do. She's completely free to pick her nose.
Yeah.
At least maybe you'll feel better if you like tell her it's gross. Be like, hey, you're disgusting. But like tease her about it. Be like playful. Don't be like an actual asshole.
Maybe you should pick her nose. Be like, do you like this? Do you like this? But go too far, yeah, where you like cut her. She's like, oh, you nicked me, Peter. Yeah, nicked me.
Oh, Patty, oh, jeez. Oh, God, gee whiz, Peter. There. Yeah, bleeding. Oh, God.
You pierced my sinus. Yeah, I really. Ass?
I am an ass. I. Oh, Betty, you're not going to like this, but I don't like the sight of blood.
I know. Oh, my God.
That's projectile.
Oh, God.
All of a sudden, she's not too gross for picking her nose. You picked her fucking her skin off there and then puked on her face, didn't you, Daffy?
The fake name I used was Peter, but that's not his real name, so don't worry about that, guys.
Yep.
All right, we're about around the half hour mark, so let's take our little break.
Mm.
I thought of a good thing for our break.
I thought of one too, but I don't know. What do you have?
Our new styles and identities in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
What was your going to be?
The what happened after the live show.
Oh, no. We can talk about that later. What?
We won't talk about it.
We were out with people yesterday, and somebody had suspenders. And just putting them on, like, jokingly made me feel cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, this is how it starts. You jokingly wear something that's sort of ostentatious.
Streeter has a College Humor article that's really funny.
Oh, it's joke cool. Hat becomes real hat?
Yeah, it's so clearly. I saw it happen to him.
Well, that's what it is.
To so many people.
It's sort of like you with a mustache.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's like, oh, look at this mustache. And then the next time around, it's like, oh, I think I look at this silly mustache. And then the third time, it's like, I have a mustache.
Right, just like,
I like this mustache.
This is it. This is my look.
The hardest thing about pulling off the suspenders is, well, that mental leap that I have to take now where it's not like, oh, I'm wearing these suspenders as a joke because somebody gave them to me at a bar. Or right.
Now
it's like,
I went out and I bought suspenders.
I wanted to wear suspenders, and yeah. I'm wearing suspenders. But I think it's a cool style.
If you like it, then it's like your heart is true. you're
I really think it's
you're earnest
true.
And genuine, and I think if you're pure of heart, I think you can wear the suspenders and you won't be ridiculed. At the very least, you don't deserve it, because like you're not doing it to be cool.
Right.
You're doing it because you felt cool, you felt good in them, and you like the way they look.
Well, it's just like another aesthetic of like a 50s nerd thing that's now like a cool thing.
Yeah, totally.
And you said your thing is going to be...
sleeve tattoo.
Which really just goes to show you the differences between us. Like, I'm like
ooh, make a change.
Should I get a suspenders? Oh, that's kind of a big little leap. And you're like, I want to permanently make my arm colors. I want to forever have colors here.
I really do think about just like, I mean, I don't know. Why not? I like the way it looks. Because
it'll be cool. It'll look cool for 10 years. And then you'll be an old person with a sleeve tattoo.
I think dads with sleeves are kind of cool looking.
Yeah, but there are cool dads, but then they're young. But like, imagine, what about cool grandpas with sleeves?
Definitely. I think I only stay cool.
Okay, follow-up question. How do you design a sleeve?
That's the thing that I don't... like, I feel like I can't walk in as a 28-year-old and be like, hi, I'd like... I'd like my whole arm done now.
What? I don't know. Whatever. A sleeve.
Just have at it. I have 3 tattoos and I regret each one of them.
Yeah, that's like a bad,
so, yeah,
bad omen.
It doesn't bode well that I'm like, all right, 3 bad ones and then 1,000 new ones that are going to be good, I think.
I'm due for a great one and it's going to take up my entire arm.
I feel like I'm just also, I'm like not likable. So like when I feel like I walk into a tattoo parlor and I'm like, hey, can you like help me design a sleeve? And they're like, yeah, no. You kind of have to like come in here with an idea. I'm like, oh, totally. Sorry.
Bye.
I'm like too intimidated to go in and talk to someone about a tattoo.
Well, what do you love as much, so much that you get a sleeve of?
I think like...
the problem is your loves are just like text messages and
women. Yeah, so like
women.
My forearm is like the Tinder flame. And then like up here on bicep, that's going to be my hinge, like a hinge H.
Yeah, and then the OKCupid logo.
The OKC logo. And then just like the SMS, the text icon is pretty cool.
How dare you?
How about like the phone icon with like fucking like a no through it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't think so. I would just get like just text messages like across my...
No, I don't think so, right?
Yeah, no, I shouldn't. I don't know. I like...
like usually sleeves have themes, right?
I like nature a lot. Maybe there's some kind of like...
Oh, like a Yosemite landscape.
That'd be cool. I like birds. I really like hawks.
So I think I'm gonna get like an Atlanta Hawks player, like Dominic
Wilkins. I've always wanted a hawk tattoo.
Which Hawks? Bud Webb?
Nice, man.
Why are you
all
mad
right? Let's
at
talk
that?
About what happened after the Littlefield show.
Enough
then.
About that. Actually, should we try to answer one or two more questions?
Yeah, I'm down.
You know, we're already here.
Why not?
Remember when we said this podcast would be half an hour long?
Ooh, we were lying.
Now it's half an hour short. Oh,
what
bad
happened?
Laugh.
That's my new laugh now. I chose it. It chose me. Don't make me laugh, Amir. Please. Don't make me laugh. Okay.
Your laugh is Tarzan fucking mid-swing.
I can't laugh again, no.
Merce. Ready?
Merce. Yup.
Last question, maybe. Hey, dudes. Oh, this one comes from Porky the Pig. Oh, I like this one. Ready?
Yes.
Try to stay focused. It's a little bit longer.
All right, I'm gonna pop on OKC.
Hey, yeah, yeah. I need you here with me. I need you here. Look at me, man. Fucking no! Don't. You're not gonna lose you, man. I'm not gonna lose you. Oh, look at me. Look at me. Don't say goodbye. Oh. Don't say goodbye.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds like pretty fucking.
Hey guys, I have an issue with girls. I have been described as funny and charming, and I generally have no problem confidently talking to anyone, opposite sex or not, when I'm having a fun night out. But recently I found myself feeling like the ugly duckling of my group of friends. I don't think that I'm a bad-looking young man, but when I see how most of my friends are kind of like Jake and have about 3 girls at a time chasing after them, it makes me think, what's wrong with me? Maybe it's just a confidence issue, but whenever I'm out drinking with my friends, I can't seem to hook up with a girl that I find interesting, but my friends seem to have no trouble with it and end up getting with the girls I try to impress. Is it just that I don't feel comfortable in a club since I can't really talk, so then my looks are the main selling point with a girl? Is it that I have to rethink how I approach girls in a club environment? Is it that those girls that I'm trying to impress just aren't the right sort of girls for me? Or is it something else that I'm completely oblivious to? Do you ever feel like this, Amir, when you're hanging out with Jake? Love, Porky the Pig.
Do you?
Yes, I do. It was sort of condescending and funny to read it, but yeah, I mean, when you're out with people that are much more successful with ladies, you have to, like, okay, rethink your approach.
I think you're successful with ladies.
But I'm not as successful. This guy's, like, worried that, oh, I'm hanging out with people that are more successful with girls, which is going to happen. I mean, not everybody is great at everything.
Of course. I mean, it happens to me, too. I go out with guys who have better luck with girls than I do.
But this guy is sort of going through, I think, what I go through, which is, like, when you go out to certain places, it's filled with ladies that is not your type of lady.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's strong suit is probably being charming and funny. And it's hard to be charming and funny when it's sweaty, loud, and dancey.
You can dance funny.
Yeah. That's a good tip. Dancing. You should always just dance.
Yeah.
That's a good advice in general. I think dance. I heard somebody, I think maybe it was Chris Gethard who said it on the Pete Holmes podcast, but that's a really good advice. He's always like, just dance. Nobody's good at dancing, but girls like guys that are just dancing.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be great, but you're at least going to be dancing.
Just, yeah, have fun, be inclusive, dance. Also, I would say, well, try to, like, go to some places that play to your strengths where you can talk to people.
Yeah, like a calculus review session.
Yeah, that's dope. People roll there, right? But
we usually answer questions of people that are, like, lack self-awareness, and this guy is, like, hyper-self-aware.
This guy has too much self-awareness.
It might be getting to his head at this
Actually,
point.
Come out with us, dude. I'm serious.
He steals all my girls? Wait a minute.
How dare you?
Now I have to write it to his podcast.
Also, if you're charming and you can talk to people, it's not always about just, like, going home and meeting somebody that night. Start making groups of friends, and, like, then you can invite people out.
Right.
That way, like, say you meet somebody, you charm them, talk to them, say, hey, you should come out with me and my friends. Maybe she comes with a bunch of friends, and on the way there, they're like, oh, you have to meet Porky the Pig. He's, like, super cool. He's really funny. So then, like, they're coming in and viewing you in a positive light. You need to, like, expand your circle so you're not just, like, rolling to a club or a bar with four dudes trying to, like, take chicks home.
Right.
And I'll show up and, like, have friends, have girls meeting you there.
Right. I mean, first of all, this is probably where a lot of people land, where it's like, I'm fine looking, I'm charming enough, and I'm funny enough, but it's just not hitting.
Right. I'm cool once people give me a chance.
Right.
But it is that first chance.
Right.
It's usually based on looks alone.
And you have to be sort of it's this delicate balance of you have to be confident, but not overly confident.
Yes.
Like, you have to be confident in your abilities, but also not overcrowd somebody.
Yeah, it's weird. Tell you what, man, it comes to me naturally. So, like, just do that.
All right, just next. Don't be you, be me.
Yeah.
I think.
Just trust your gut. And hope that it's the same as mine. But if it's not, you're fucked. All right.
So, but specific question of, is it that I have to rethink how I approach girls in a club environment? I don't think you're approaching them incorrectly. I think you're just it's just not going to happen in a club environment.
Yeah.
Like, guys that are great in a club environment are what? Like, tall, physically imposing, great dancing, confident dudes. I don't know who does well at clubs,
or like guys with tables, bottle service. You could just, like, spend mad money, get bottle service.
Yeah, have you thought about perhaps making models nervous?
Yeah.
Maybe that could do
something.
You
are making,
like,
models nervous, then you have gotten the bottles service. Okay.
A good place to meet, I feel like, for this type of person, aka my kind of person,
your dude,
a good place to do it is birthday parties.
Yeah.
If
it's
the
always
best place
a friend's
to go,
friend.
Yeah.
Friend's friends.
Friend's friend is the way to go.
Your friend's cousin, your ex's friend.
I find it helps to be funny in their proximity, but not necessarily at them.
Yes. Just funny around them.
Like, who's this funny guy who's not necessarily cornering me at a party?
And
just, like,
always
being
smile.
Funny.
Smiling.
Yeah,
I
smiling
smile
helps.
All the time.
You're right.
Even, like, when I, if I, like, am near girls,
I'll just like start smiling and laughing with my friends because it's like, oh, those people are having fun. When you're out, you want to be around people having fun.
Right. You don't want people who are like fighting or angry or sad.
Maybe it was like over the summer or something that I went out with somebody. It was like the end of the night. It was like four. We didn't meet a girl the entire night. I can say it. It was Dave. and he was like, all right, we were at Whiskey. It's like, okay, we're going to go to Kinfolk. We went to this bar right down the street. We walked in, walked to the back, walked out. Dave, I like walked in. I saw Dave just pointing at the door. He's like, he's shaking his head. Like, no, nothing. Go to like, all right, Brooklyn like, Bowl, went a bar across the street. Walked in, took a lap, just like straight business.
Just like supermarket sweep of dating.
And of course we met no one. We walked all the way to Cameo, like four blocks away. And we walked in the back. We're like, there's nothing. And Dave is like, all right, should we go to Crown Vic? Which is like eight blocks from there. And I was just like, you know what, man? I think not. Like, we're not putting out the vibe of like being nice, cool, fun guys.
Whoa, who's that guy who just ran in here, looked around six times, and then sprinted out? I think he's my soulmate. This Pied Piper of pussy.
This is not how you do it. You have to like, you act like you don't want the shit, and they give you the shit for free. Swingers.
That's right. Swingings.
Act like you don't need the shit, and you get the shit for free.
Celebrities don't have to, the rich people don't have to pay for things.
It's so weird how that works, right? That's not fair.
Yeah. Rich people get stuff for free.
Yeah.
And they wonder why 1% of the population has 80% of the wealth. I mean, look at the numbers, people. Look at the numbers. We're talking about, I'm not even talking about communism. I'm talking about a more even distribution of capital funds.
It's
absolutely.
It's simple math. It's Reaganomics. It's economic.
It's trickle down. It's trickle down Carternomics.
Top of the pie? How about top of the pie?
I don't even want a slice. What? I want the crust.
I want the crust.
This is me at the club talking to a girl. Also, what about OkCupid for this guy?
Yeah, you try online dating for sure.
Because that's a great way to just be... a lot of profiles are of people who are not funny. If you could be charming, witty, and writing, that's a good way to go.
Yeah, but I feel like his thing isn't like necessarily I need to meet girls. It's like I want to be on the same level as my friends. And right. I think you might just have to accept that you're not going to do well when your friends go to the club, but you guys have to go somewhere after the club. You start saying, let's go to an after party.
Right.
And then you're the one that's like charming and funny and cool. And that's more to your strength. You know?
And don't get jealous. Don't get like hateful, because that's when you really start to fall apart.
Right. Because all girls have friends. Your friends can hook up with people. And like, that's just going to mean like your circle of people is expanding. There's more girls.
The more girls they hook up with, the better it is for you.
Yeah.
I have to hang out with you more, I think.
No, you don't.
If anything, I have to hang out with you
are,
less.
You push people away. And I don't mean that in like some sort of like, oh no, your vibe is bad. You like yesterday when we were out, you pushed a girl to the ground.
Yeah, she was accosting you.
Yeah, she was dancing with
me. She was robbing you, I think.
She had her hands like on my back pocket.
Yeah, ready to swipe your wallet. And I said, absolutely
not. That's what you said from the back of the cop car after the police were called on you.
I said, chick magnet? No. I'm a chick. A hag met, and I shoved
you,
her.
Yeah, you, from the back of the car, you kicked out the windows, you tackled your arresting officer and said you were making a citizen's arrest.
This is more than illegal. I dragged her down to the precinct, and they handcuffed me, actually.
Can you make a citizen's arrest on a police officer?
I'm going to go on record as stating yes.
No.
That's like walking into a courtroom and sentencing the judge to prison. What sort of? That's what you can
I
do in Australia.
Be sentencing you.
Excuse me.
Oh, we got so many comments about Movember being started in Australia.
Yeah, that's funny. I went to trivia night at a bar that night, and it was right after we answered that question about Movember being in Australia, and he's like, "This Movember actually started in this city, which is near the Yolla River," and I didn't get it, but I was like, I think. Somebody in my group is like, I think it's Australia. I'm like, yes, I think it is Australia. And we guessed Sydney, but it was Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
So it almost helped us out.
Really close.
Unfortunately, we lost, and the podcast goes on because the grand prize was going to be enough money to retire.
Really? Well, yeah. Where were you playing trivia?
Yeah, I was playing it at Harris Casino.
You are
in
the 1%.
It was a $2,900 buy-in, 6,000 entrant, main event, $1 million prize,
wow,
trivia night.
Amazing.
It was more lucrative than Jeopardy, I think.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody's won that much money. on Jeopardy. No. All right, all right, all right. We're out of time. Let's hit the road, Jack. And we will come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
We will come back evermore.
We're releasing this podcast on Thursday, which means it's the first day of our live tour.
Oh, my goodness. Tonight.
We're going to be in Arlington, tonight. Then we're going to Philadelphia, Burlington, Boston, Ann Arbor, Madison, Chicago, Minneapolis. We want to see you. Please come out. Say hi. Hang out. And it would be fun to try to make it a situation where not only we get to perform in front of our fans, but we get money. We really get money.
It's that. Oh, really?
Yeah, we really
it's
do.
About that.
We really want to.
Hey,
get
everybody,
the most,
buy
we
tickets.
Get a cut of
we
the
love.
Door.
We love money. Yeah, performing's fine. Traveling is fine. Fans are cool, I guess. But and money is what it's all about.
Let's say you live in Florida. Oh, come to Florida. No. Don't. We're not coming to Florida. You buy a ticket to Madison and you don't show up.
Yeah,
that's
we
what
are
I want
the 1%. We are the 1%.
You don't have to come to the freaking crowd to buy a ticket. Anyone can buy a ticket.
Hey, this is called, you guys out there, this is called negging, okay? And we think it works. We think everybody's not logging on right now buying a ticket.
The Madison show is sold out. Credit cards are coming from Miami.
Holy
the
shit.
The theater is empty, but don't worry, you guys made maximum money.
The facts are in on StubHub.
We had a perfect game going, but now it's eBay. So please, yes, do try to come out and hang out with us. It's going to be fun.
For sure.
We want to hang. We want to chill. We want because these are places that we've never been to before.
It's true.
I'm excited to see Madison.
Me too.
I'm excited to I'm excited to be in where else have I been?
Been everywhere else.
Oh,
cuz we were in Minneapolis once.
Yeah, but we were in these places for a little bit, but we didn't hang in these
we're
cities.
We're hanging hard at this shit.
Don't touch the cord. Absolutely don't touch the microphone cord. So there's static, and then people complain. I read the comments, and it kills me because Jake played with a microphone
Holy
cord.
Holy shit. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So let's sign off. All right. This was the last podcast.
The first.
Because I don't deserve to be scolded like a child.
We're still accepting theme song submissions, so please keep them coming. The first one was from somebody named Peter, and this last one is from someone named Kiernan. Now, it might be the case where the first one was from someone named Kiernan, the last one was from someone named Peter. I was able to put those names in my short-term memory bank, but don't remember the exact order at which I received them. So please, enjoy this theme song from either Peter or Kiernan.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys.
If I were you, I'd tell you what I would do. If I were you, CaesarCheese.com.
That's it. That was our episode. Thanks again to LegalZoom for being such a cool sponsor. So please check out LegalZoom.com if you have any business questions. And remember to use coupon code Jake or coupon code Amir. Peace. I'm out.